Ladies and gentlemen, ignorance is taking a toll on our society, and there is not much anybody is really doing about it because of lack of information, collective idiotism, and much more. Nowadays, nobody is truly really thinking by themselves anymore. Therefore, a very considerable number of human beings belonging to society are making choices that are dictated by other people as opposed to being informed choices. Today, I want to talk about the epidemic of alpha male. I've been observing the matter for a while, and it gets worse by the year. I have come across the alpha male society around 2021. I'm sure they existed even before that. Then, it was Andrew Tate and a bunch of dimwits on the internet counseling you underage to do such and such to be a better man, what they call the alpha male. Now, Andrew Tate is a particular individual because, on the contrary of most of the idiots in the manosphere, he has some valid points. I say that to say that I am not against everything he says, and I vividly co-sign some of his ideas. But we are not here to speak about an individual in particular, but rather about a trend that is getting worse, like I said, by the year. But before we go any further, I'd like to say thank to my audience from all over the world for following me and listening to my podcast for 43 weeks since we started this thing. I just realized that every time that I've offered thanks, it was during one of my French episodes. So my only English audience never heard me say thank you. So here we go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you are in the world, I'm grateful to you. To all of you listening to me from the United States of America, from France, Brazil, Cameroon, Morocco, Benin, Cote d'Ivoire, India, Russian Federation, Guinea, Japan, Belgium, Switzerland, Mexico, Peru, Malaysia, Spain, Democratic Republic of Congo, Netherlands, Bangladesh, Argentina, Canada, Nepal, Italy. I thank all of y'all for listening to me and for allowing me to continue doing this thing that I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we have a bright future. I'm pretty sure there is a lot of things that we can do for the manosphere to be better men, to be worthy of our title of man. That is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I'm sure that that is the reason why you keep listening to me. You keep tuning in every single week to hear what I have to say. So for that, I say thank you. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get down to business. So, what is the alpha male epidemic? Well, it is a trend on the internet that has been going on for at least 5 years. Basically, it is mostly a bunch of uneducated or poorly educated self-proclaimed gurus that portray themselves as successful individuals. The goal of those people is to teach you how to be like them, i.e. be rich, have more females at your disposal, be jacked, huge, big, muscle up, and so on. There is nothing wrong with that. But here is where we might start to have a problem. The main characteristic of those people is that they flaunt money, they exhibit charisma, beautiful women, expensive cars, tough demeanor, extreme confidence. They are generally very assertive in their right, which is a good thing. but the whole persona of an alpha male starts to crumble when you do not really understand what it means to be an alpha male. So we will go ahead and determine what and how the concept of alpha male came about. In the animal realm, there is a structure that pertains to the organization of the society. Gorillas, lions, wolves, and that kind of animals have societies where the structure is built in such a way that the strongest animal should be the one that dominates the hierarchy. So, for example, in a pack of wolves, the alpha wolf is the most powerful wolf. So, every other animal is at their disposal, or at least at their command. The alpha wolf has access to all the female wolves in the pack. He is subject of deference and respect from all the other wolves. In other words, he is the sole leader of the pack. The alpha of an animal reign should therefore display continuous power, because at the time when one of the other animal senses weaknesses from him, they will come for his head and his throne. Now, pay attention. As we talk about animal hierarchy, we are talking about a society that is only ruled by instincts. So, of course, no emotion, feeling is involved, right? The society only goes by a single rule. Whoever is the strongest should stay at the top until someone stronger comes around. That is the rule, because nobody can challenge the rule. Animals do not have a conceptual intelligence that humans have. They just know what they know by instincts, not because they think like us. In the Greek mythology, it was said that Prometheus has stolen the fire of gods. Then he gave it to man to give them enough knowledge to empower them, and then allow them to empower themselves and protect themselves, because they do not have all of the bodily protection that other animals have. So our capacity to think is the difference that exists between us and other animals. Now, the alpha male society has a goal, and it is to emulate the process that animals live by. They want to emulate that process into our society. They do not say it outright. They rather tell you that they want you to live up to your potential. Be what you want to be and not give a fuck about anyone else. So, what most of them will tell you is to buy their online course, because one other thing that they excel at is that they self-proclaim life coach. Now, let me say this once again. There is nothing wrong with selling courses online, provided that those courses are useful to whoever buys it. There is nothing wrong with empowering people to be rich and attractive and assertive. But in this case, the method, and most importantly, what they teach young, impressionable, and underage people is not doing anything good to society. When you go on YouTube and type alpha male, you will see a buttload of videos where shirtless guys are flaunting money, talking about having all the women they want, and all the celebrity and the luxury items you cannot afford. because the standard of a man is a little strange. So those people are the type that would undermine women, treat them as if they were garbage that is only good for sex. They do not recognize the concept of savoir vivre in society. They usually do not say sorry, excuse me, or thank you, because they think it is beneath them. They think a person who wants to live up to their potential should never admit vulnerability or misdoing. The alpha male is the man who tells you you should never date or marry a single mother. However, he tells you you have the right to sleep with as many women as you want. But let's think about it, because sleeping with women means that there is the risk that you might impregnate one of those women, right? And if you're an alpha male, clearly you are irresponsible. So you therefore create a lot of single mothers. So basically, they are not willing to marry a single mother, but they are more than disposed to create as many as possible. The alpha male is the type to tell you you should not be faithful to your girlfriend or wife. You should not offer gift to women. You should not hold the door for women. You should not be a decent human being at all, because by the standard of what a man should be, being a decent human being is outright simping. But that is not even the worst part of the alpha male epidemic. The problem is that most of those people are uneducated. They don't know much about life, finances, or anything for that matter. They can't learn because they are not equipped to receive feedback. They cannot humble themselves enough to let somebody impart knowledge on them. They cannot receive any kind of feedback, especially when it is a negative one, from a more knowledgeable person. How can you accept critiques from others if you already think that you are better than most? The alpha male wants you to see them as the leader, but his point of view of life is short-spanned, poor, unethical. He has zero self-control. He has no idea how human mind works, how it operates, at least not extensively. He just knows enough to trick you into buying his online program. The alpha male is the one who refuses to acknowledge when he is wrong and keeps pushing into the wrong direction until he finds himself at the feet of the wall, maybe the wall of China. It is a dangerous phenomenon. I never really paid much attention to the matter because it never seemed harmful enough to me. I just look at the whole phenomenon and I think, oh, those are just kids playing. But then I started to see the proliferation of the phenomenon. The alpha male folks are starting some kind of division. To them, it is us, men versus women, and that is extremely dangerous, folks. Of course, some women, you're just entitled to put them back into their place, but ultimately, because it is the right thing to do, not because you think you are superior to them. So you should treat them as garbage. No, you should stand for yourself. If anybody disrespects you in any way, if you are certain that you're not to blame, You should stand for yourself, be it a man or a woman. It doesn't matter. But every single person in this world has their pride, their feelings, their emotion that you have to respect. Not because you think that you are anything better than anyone, it should mean that you have the right to disrespect people and just walk away like nothing happened. No. You can be leaders in your community. You do not need to be an alpha male to achieve your role in society. All you need to do is to be a man. A man is he who does not need to insult, to undermine others to make his point. He is deterred, he's unmoved, he's assertive, still humble, pleasant, social. He can say thanks, good morning. He can hold the door, he can smile, say sorry when he is wrong. Be intellectual and define his worth at the highest level possible without the need to undermine that of others. A man needs to be a leader, not an alpha male. You do not need, under any circumstances, to proclaim anything and try to push the narrative on other people. All you need to do is to work hard, and your results will get people to respect you, not because you force them, but because they deeply believe you deserve their respect and trust. That's it. Why be an alpha male when you can be an alpha, a beta, a sigma, or any type of male you need at a specific moment by just being a man? Because if you are a man, basically you are the alpha, you are the beta, you are the sigma, you are the theta, you are everything you need to be when you need to be. When you are a man, you are everything. Why stop yourself at just being an alpha? You are not stuck in a role when you are a man. That means you can step up and take charge in times of crisis when your community needs a leader. Then you become the alpha at that point. It also means you can step down to be the beta male when it is needed. Maybe in a case where you need to shut the fuck up and learn something from somebody else. Because you cannot learn when you are the alpha, right? So you need to shut up and then step down to learn something from somebody. You can also be the sigma in case you need to be alone to sort your life out. But you can't be any of those things if you decide to willingly force yourself into a case. As a man, you should understand that wisdom is more important than power, because wisdom is the mother of power, and power in its true sense is the practice of wisdom pushed to its extremities. You need not to be powerful. You just have to put yourself in the pursuit of wisdom, and you'll acquire extreme power. Power over yourself. That is the only kind of power you need to acquire. If you are young, you are trying to elevate your life, make money, get a good and decent wife and have kids, or whatever it is that your happy life look like, please do not under any circumstance be an alpha male. You do not need to be. Don't restrict yourself to being an alpha male. You don't need that. Just be a man. A man is responsible. A man does not shy away from his responsibilities. That means that you do not go around sleeping with females because you have the advantage of finances or age or anything that can overpower her free will. That is lack of power. Now, if you go around sleeping with somebody, if they get pregnant, at least you should be able to face the responsibility of taking care of the pregnancy and the baby when he comes out. Now, fabricating baby mamas is not the action of a man. So, fucking around doing whatever the fuck you want just because you have the luxury to do it does not mean that you are a man. It does not mean that you are more powerful than anybody else. But being able to dominate your senses, your needs, your base needs, that is the sign of power. When you have the true power, you do not need to coerce people into doing what you want. Just do what is right, and people will align themselves with you when they see your way is the good way. It might be money, but it is not only about money. You also need to have values, principles. You need to be true to yourself. You need to guide people around you in the right direction. Do not be an alpha male, because it is an everlasting vicious cycle. You can be powerful, rich, assertive, without being an asshole, a disrespectful, stuck in his way, uneducated person. When you offend someone, say sorry. When you receive a favor, say thank you. It's not that complicated. When someone corrects your mistake, say thank you. I did not know that. Or, oh, I apologize, my mistake. It's not that complicated. The difference between that and the alpha male is that the alpha male always wants to be the loudest, the richest, the always right guy, the wisest man in the room. For a man in his right mind, this is just foolish and overly stupid. You should know that you can never be anything more than everybody. You are superior to somebody, and then somebody else is superior to you. That's how it works. That's life. All you can be is all you can be. And that's that. Your role in life is to be the most you can. That's all. Pursue knowledge so you do not end up stupid like most alpha males. Pursue wisdom. That is your ultimate safeguard against life trials and bad decisions. Pursue virtue. That's the sign that you understand life. Always recognize the value of others. That proves that you know your own enough to validate others. When women reject you, do not assume that they are stupid. You are nothing special. You can be rejected. Everyone deserves the choice to decide what they want for their lives and who they want in their lives. So, respect people. Be mindful of who you make enemies with, how you talk to people. It does not mean that you have to put up with bullshit. I have rarely been disrespected in my adult life. First, because not everything should be considered, and also because of my own way to navigate society. Be calm, cool, collected. You need to make no noise. Just act right and you will be alright. Do not be the alpha male. Be the man. A solid one. That is what society needs. More men and less alpha males. Let me say this again. Be mindful of how you conduct yourself in life. If you act right by yourself, people will not usually disrespect you because innately they understand that you are the truth. But you just have to make sure that you put yourself in the right lane. It takes humility. And once again, let me tell you, humility is not a submission to a person that you deem superior to you. Humility is submission to reality. You have to be not oblivious to reality. The reality that you're in, you have to be grounded in that reality. When you are grounded in reality, you understand everything that you need to understand to be a better person. In our case, to be a better man. That's what we have been doing here for 43 weeks. That's what we will keep doing for the rest of the time that God will allow us, right? So, do not be an alpha male. Be a man, a solid one. That is what society needs. For now, I'll leave y'all to it and see you next week. My name is Ice and this is the Ice Pod. I'm out. Peace. Mesdemoiselles, mesdames et messieurs, si vous avez apprécié cet épisode ou n'importe lequel des autres que j'ai pu mettre à votre disposition jusque-là, n'hésitez pas à le mettre en commentaire, n'hésitez pas à vous abonner à ma chaîne, n'hésitez pas à me faire un don de n'importe quelle nature qu'il sera. Je suis disposé à le recevoir. Nous avons besoin de tout le support que nous pouvons avoir pour faire grandir cette chose que nous sommes en train de faire ici. Bientôt, nous aurons une page Patreon sur laquelle vous pourrez avoir accès à des épisodes plus exclusifs. Nous aurons aussi une page YouTube sur laquelle vous pourrez voir ma vilaine face. Et bientôt, il y aura une page Instagram sur laquelle nous pourrons interagir de façon moins figée. Alors, d'ici là, portez-vous bien. À plus.